number 11,080, Twining, Officer Shanny, southwest of Route 54, Lake House Road, approximately 3,800 feet east of Road 58, Bayville Road, a variance from the side and rear yard setback requirement.
Hi, how are you? Address for the record?
Dave Twining, 40117 South Carolina Street, Fenwick Island.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Come in.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
We leased this property 3 years ago, and it's been a restaurant for about 25 years. And there was a deck that was put on there maybe 12 years ago. I'm not sure which owner, because there's been a few owners in between. And we just wanted to put a roof over the top of the deck for, as a permanent protection for the diners.
Well, because you want to do that, we find all of its...
Sorry?
And because you want to put a roof over it, we find all of its violations.
Because of the way the deck was built a long time ago?
The building, everything.
Everything.
The building was in violation of like 27 feet, 28 feet.
The original restaurant building?
Yeah, per the survey, I cleaned it up, as you can see.
Mm-hmm.
All of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, per your survey, sir.
Yeah, you're supposed to be 30 feet from the rear property line. And in some cases, you're only 0.3 feet.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was 25 years ago when that was built. And we haven't done any exterior renovations to the building since we've leased it.
Okay. So that would be your reason for one of the five standards that wasn't created by you, right?
Correct.
Okay. And the other four?
As far as the possibility of development, we're not, I mean, there's no development, there's no more developing on that piece of property available for commercial restaurant use. And as far as the variance, I guess, comes from just putting a permanent roof over a deck. That's what I was told. It would be necessary to put a roof over it, but the deck is already there, so I don't know.
When you took a permit out for that, for the deck, right?
No, just for the extension of the deck.
Okay.
And then there's an 11-foot extension, because we wanted to connect it to the existing building, so it all...
But you were told no roof permitted without a variance, is that
right?
And you put the roof up already, have you?
No.
Okay. There's no roof there now.
There's a tarp over it. Barton's has, last 2 years, we've rented a big tent from Barton's.
Like a canopy?
Or wedding tent type. And then we'd have to take it down if there was any inclement weather coming, and they'd come in a day or two ahead of time. And
there's a roof over top of that now.
Yes, tarp. It's not a permanent roof. There's no...
A tent-like structure. So are you going to address the standards for granting a variance?
Excuse me?
Are you going to address all the standards for granting a variance?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Everything that we need to do.
You can go ahead.
Pardon?
Go ahead.
Oh, as far as the extent of the variance, there'll be no overhangs over the deck itself as far as, you know, into the rear setback. The rear yard, I guess, is the marsh, and then the side is over to the west, I guess it would be. But the actual structure would just go right over the existing deck.
Mr. Mills wants you to, once you get it down, settle why the reasons for granting you a variance on this, okay? You have that in front of you?
Yeah.
Okay, could you address each one of those, please?
The extent of the previous owners had added the structure, number three. So it was not created by us. Number four, the effect of the surroundings, it won't affect anything that hasn't been there for the last 10 years. And it's only going to be used in the summertime. It will not permanently impair the use or development of any adjacent property. We have a 10-year lease on the property to the west for parking. And it's not going to be detrimental to any public welfare because the building's been there for 25 years, so it's not anything different than what's been there for. The variance is that the least modification is possible. It's just a pavilion roof that's over the top of a deck. And the variance is for the customers out of the sun and out of the wet elements to be able to dine in the summertime.
You say you leased the property. Is that correct? You have a lease?
We had a five-year lease, and then we just entertained the purchase of the property, which went through in June.
Okay, so you are the owner?
Yes, now we are. But we weren't at the time when we were.
I got you. At the time you filled out the application,
right.
You weren't?
No.
But you filled it out as you being the owner, the application.
We did.
It says owner's name, David Twining. Is that you?
Yeah, that's me. I think that was because the owner of the business was Twining's officer, Shanny.
Gotcha. How long has this building been there?
I think 1984.
Who was the previous owner?
We purchased it from Buchanan and Esham, and they purchased it from someone in Dover, and they purchased it from Tom and Mary Ellen Ball, who were the original Tom and Terry's, which was there in, I think it was 84 when they opened.
Mr. Workman? All this came about when you want to put the cover over the deck. That's how they found all this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes.
And as always, you didn't do anything else?
Nope.
Okay.
And that's always been there since you took it?
The deck? Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, I had a couple. I'm looking right now at your building permit application that it looks like it was dated May of this year. Do you recall filling out a building permit application?
I came up here quite a few times.
And I see here on the proposed use, it says extension to existing deck, and then it says next to it, no roof permitted without variance.
Right.
And it says, as discussed with LL, I presume that's Lawrence Lank.
Yes.
Susan. So you built the deck, that deck that has now got a tarp over it,
mm-hmm.
at some point. When was that finished?
The 11-foot extension of it was finished in the beginning of July. And then that's when we...
But the other portion of the deck had been there prior to that?
Yeah, 10 years.
10 years. And you've started... How long have you been putting the tarps over the deck?
The last three years. Okay. Yeah, the three summers that we've had it.
How come you came for a variance? What bell rang that you had to go for a variance?
Mr. Lang told me I had to. Because of the setback, he said an open deck setback was 5 feet.
Well, did an inspector catch you with a tarp up, or did you just...
No, we applied, and we went through all the reviews, and they said the roof was okay in one department, and then when Mr. Lank looked at it, he said you have to do a variance if you put a permanent roof on it. But you can do the deck part of it.
Thank you. Okay.
No questions? Mr. Tressel? Mr. Miller?
Yeah.
Any further? Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We take case number 11,080 under advisement.
Okay, and second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 11,080 under advisement. Then all those in favor of the motion, is it voting time?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. So your case has been taken under advisement tonight. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay, sir?
Thank you.
Yes, sir.